This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 182 for Friday, December 11th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are a steady to higher on Friday as speculators return to the buy side after yesterday's modest correction. Canola down 30 cents to up $5.80, the active months all higher. January up $5.80 at $593.20 per ton. Bullish chart signals, gains in the Chicago soy complex, and a slightly softer tone in the Canadian dollar today all contributed to the advances. Solid end-user demand and the need to ration some of that buying interest going forward was also supportive. Weekly export data from the Canadian Grain Commission showed Canada exported 250,000 tons of canola during the past week, taking the crop year-to-date export total to 4.5 million tons. That's up by about 1.3 million from last year and a record pace. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all higher, with the biggest gains in wheat. In soybeans, the January contract up 8 cents at $11.60 per bushel. Traders were still digesting yesterday's updated supply-demand numbers from the USDA. While the downward revision to U.S. soybean ending stocks wasn't as big as average pre-report expectations, at 175 million bushels, the carryout would still be relatively tight and well below last year's ending stocks. Weather conditions in South America remain at the forefront of the bean market. While the moisture situation has improved with recent rains, more precipitation will be needed going forward. Corn, it's stronger on the day. The March contract up 2 cents at 4.23 per bushel, taking some direction from beans and wheat. The USDA left its U.S. corn ending stocks projection unchanged at 1.7 billion bushels yesterday, but did lower its world stocks forecast by 2.5 million tons. South American weather conditions are also being followed closely by corn traders, with forecasts calling for thunderstorm activity in some dry corn-growing regions of Argentina. Wheat futures, they are higher today. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the March contract at $5.69 per bushel. The winter wheats posting bigger gains, up 18 cents in the Kansas City March contract at $5.81 per bushel. Chicago wheat also up 18 cents in March at $6.14.5. The USDA lowered both its world and U.S. wheat ending stocks estimates yesterday. That remained supportive. In addition, talk that Russia is considering raising its export taxes on wheat in an effort to limit exports and shore up domestic supplies added to the strength in the U.S. futures. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.